Blog Talk Radio.
Follies of inner sight. One more time, I love it. Hit it.
I am, it's just not working.
Hit it.
Right away.
And now, I used to hear that every week when I was a kid.
Hello?
Yeah, my father was a gambler. My mother hated it, but my father loved it. Yeah, he used to sit there for hours and hours with the Bible.
Yeah.
They call it the Racetrack Bible. You go down the corner, and in those days, it was a nickel, see?
Yeah.
And you'd get the Bible, and you'd study that Bible like it was your life. To try to find a horse that would win the race. The only thing is, my father's horses always went the other way.
They lost.
I don't know why, but they never could get out of the stable. I think they were drunk. Nothing worse than a drunken race.
Yeah.
I tell you, we got a lot of goings on in this country lately. People want to be president, and I heard on the news before we went on the air that Congress left Washington for the month.
Yeah.
And President Trump is all disgruntled about it. He's trying to get the stimulus without Congress. How do you like this?
There you go.
I never heard of a president in my life that did this before. Well, of course, Congress had to leave. See? Yeah, they all had to go check up on their girlfriends all over the country. What do you think they left for? You know, they've got to make sure the girlfriend calls them up to...
Oh, I need $300, honey.
And the Congress guy says, "Well, you don't talk so loud. My wife is in the office. What's the matter with you?"
Consider on the phone. What? Are you out of your mind? I'll call you back. I'm in session. What kind of a session? A sexual barrage?
Right.
Who's that on the phone?
That was the Secretary of State, Secretary, darling. She's very upset because her husband is cheating on her.
Oh, I must be a lucky girl married to somebody like you, who's a state senator with all that money. By the way, can I have $1,000? I'm going shopping.
Yes, darling, yes. And he gives her $1,000 and he never sees her again.
There you go.
They're all that night, Ted. I think Congress is on drugs.
Yes, they are.
That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
President Trump, he's got guts.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get the stimulus even though they're not in town. How do you like this?
Yeah.
You got to give him credit. Anyway, we got a very interesting show tonight. Lauren Hardy with the mandatory mask. Yeah, that'll be coming around there later. And Louie will probably pop in with some stupid stuff, you know. And then, by the way, folks, we have to apologize. We were supposed to have Senator Joe Biden on tonight, but... something went wrong. I don't know exactly what it is, because you see, we sent the late great George Burns to go meet Joe at the airport. See, and I think anyway, George is on the phone. Let me see if I can find out what George, are you there? Well, of course I'm here. Where do you think I'd be? In my underwear? I better be in my underwear. I'm in big trouble. George, what happened? Well, it's a big mix-up, see. Biden heard that I was coming to meet him, and he got scared to death. He said, George Burns, isn't he dead? And one fellow said, no, George is not dead. There was a big rumor years ago. He never died. George and Biden got scared, and he went back into hiding. And the problem is nobody knows which basements he's in. How are you going to find him? There's a whole bunch of basements in Delaware. And you think I'm going to go look at all those basements, you're out of your mind. I don't have enough cigars for that. Well, what are we going to do? We got to have a guest, you know, the same status. Well, I tried to get Benny, but he was tied up. And besides, I heard that he was going to run for president, and then he changed his mind. Well, why did he do that? Well, because you know Jack. He said I couldn't do it because I could never bring myself to spend the money.
Really?
Oh God! It's not his money. He doesn't care. Once he's got it in his power, it's his money. That's how Jack thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, give him a lucky strike and. Send them back. Well, I don't know, folks, but listen, Joe was supposed to come down on the show, and he went the wrong way. He went the wrong way. Yeah. I got a phone call. I got a message. Joe got lost going to the theater. The theater? Yeah. And I called the secretary back, and I said, wait a minute. I said, he doesn't have to go to the theater. All he's got to do is pick up the phone. How could he get lost?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Well, there you have it, folks. I don't know, but you better think about who you're voting for. Anyway. All right. Thank you, George, by the way. There'll be a cigar out there for you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Thanks a lot. I want a Panatello or a White Owl. Give me a White Owl, will you?
Oh, there, a White Owl. Nice.
All right, Inner Sight Follies. And, we got a great show tonight. Did you hear the news? The school is supposed to open on September 10th, I believe. That's a week after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Now, have you noticed... Since that announcement, have you noticed that children have been wilder than usual? they're striking a chord. They're yelling. They're jumping in the street. I got on the train today in the subway, and about six kids were screaming and yelling. I said, "What's the matter? What's the matter? School, school!" I said, "Oh." I already graduated, I told them. And they started laughing. But the school is supposed to open now. We used to have opening day with school. Oh, that was, that was funny. Excuse me, I got my lemonade here. That was funny. And the Jimmy Dinigan, he was a nut. Opening day. He would come in with it was still hot usually, come in with the short sleeves and the tie and the baggy pants, and he wouldn't shut up. He had to tell you everything that he did over the summer, I mean, he wouldn't sit down. He wouldn't shut. And went to my aunt's house, and we had all kinds of food and apple pie and everything. And then my pale ginger ale. And he was going on and on and on until the teacher couldn't take it anymore. And then Janie started in with her version of summer. And then Joe McElroy started banging on the desk with his fingers. I tell you, it was a regular riot over there. Opening day. First day of school. I remember it. Yeah. And I was sitting there laughing like anything. All right, in a sight around the world. Let's see. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Four Akitas can eat you up. No, don't say they wouldn't do that. No, I mean, you know, they're good dogs. All right, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Make it into a service dog, guard dog, pet dog, hot dog, any kind of dog you want. Akita. Yeah. All right. Make it into a gangster dog, whatever you want to do. Yeah. Around the world, Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hope she didn't hear this commercial. All right. Inner sight. And all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey, Avante, my dog fell in love with the sweetest little girl you ever met in your life on the subway. Complete stranger, you know, and my dog just went up to her and gave her a hug and cuddled her and gave her the most gentle, sweetest kiss, you know, and the parent was right. Parent must have been a dog lover because they just...
Aww.
Right there, you know, and sweet little girl, and then the sweet little thing gave me a donation. The mother gave her and gave me a donation, but my
Aww.
Dog just is so adorable. With I don't know if they took a picture or a video, but you had to see this, you know.
Oh, how cute!
That's my Charbel. She's gentle as an
She's
angel.
She's a sweetheart. She's
All
so
right,
lovely.
In a sight.
The first time she met me, she gave me a kiss. That was it. And we fell in love.
Bless the children. Take care of them. Watch out for them. Corey, Avante, Ollie, little Tommy, all the others. We love them. We cherish them. Go an extra mile for a child. In a sight. We'll always remind you. Hey, around the world, Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house, bomb a house? I mean, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. All right. We used to have, when we were kids, once in a while, not all the time, we used to have stink bombs. You know, you'd make these stink bombs, and you put it in the hallway, in the vestibule.
Oh yeah,
man.
I remember those stink bombs. They stunk.
And that thing would go off, and you couldn't get the smell out for 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, that stunk. Really stunk.
So one time we put it in there. Michael DeMarco, rest his soul. Michael DeMarco had one. I made it with my chemistry set, of course. With Mike set it off. See.
Oh.
And the janitor caught him. Oh, this janitor, he was a mean son of a. He was
beat.
Williams, the janitor, and he was supposed to be a preacher too.
Uh-oh.
You know, and he come up out of the basement, and he took off his belt.
And he whipped
them. I'm gonna beat your ass, boy. What you put that thing in that hole for?
He got trouble.
Michael turned around, and he was laughing so hard. And what made him laugh worse, William's pants fell down. And he's standing there with his pants yelling, "You son of a bitch, I'm gonna get your mother. I'm gonna drink you and beat your butt."
That was
the stink bomb, and he's standing there in his underwear yelling, and Mrs. Safta comes out.
Would you be laughing? Yeah.
And Michael was on the floor.
Wouldn't you
outside
be laughing?
The door. Williams couldn't leave the hall because his pants fell. So Mrs. Safta came out, and she goes, "Oh my God, what happened? Williams putting now on the pants. What's wrong? Williams, please, it's a disgraceful. And Williams turned and grabbed his pants, pulled them up, and ran down the basement.
Yeah, he was embarrassed.
I have to call out the emergency, Williams.
Oh, how funny. That
was funny. That was too much. Anyway, that's the stink bomb, and it reminds me of the kids. All right. Inside some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com. Mr. Williams, if you're listening, call in. 213-816-1650. Williams must be about 203 now.
Oh, God. Yeah, right? Poor guy.
Anyway.
God forbid if he's ever in those nursing homes.
And he was fat,
goodness.
Too. So he couldn't get the pants off. You know, he was holding them.
Oh. Covering himself, probably.
Michael's cracking up.
All right. Shoot.
GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuralLawCenter.com, some of our friends. And this is the Inner Sight Frolics, in case you haven't figured it out yet.
Right.
Around the world. We got Lauren Hardy coming up. Got the idea for this skit from Senator Biden.
Yeah,
the mandatory mask. So, Lauren, as a matter of fact, what else we got? Oh, do the Able News, and then we'll hit the Lauren Hardy.
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has, is also online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition. Service dog schools. I tell you, we're making progress with that.
I know we are.
A lot of people very interested.
We just need to have the nursing home do the same. That's
we got to fix that one up.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that.
We got to get to that. We've been so busy with all the other stuff, but.
I know.
All right. Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Yes, sir. Bear with me. Let me get back to that screen. Okay,
Lauren.
Around
the world, in sight.
Hardy, here we go.
Now, don't give me a hard time, Stanley. Well, a hard time about what? You must wear this mask. A mask? Well, what do I want to wear a mask for? I'm not a robber. No. You see, this fellow who's running for president, this Joe Reardon. Joe Reardon? Well, can he read? Of course he can read. Well, then he doesn't have to call himself reading. Never mind. See, he says that it's mandatory that you must wear the mask wherever you go. Now, let's see. Would you like a colorful mask or just a plain one? Or what about a nice animal mask? An animal mask? I don't want to scare nobody. Well, you don't need a mask to scare anyone. They'll look at your face and they'll be scared without the mask. Well, then I don't need it. I can take it off. No, no, no. It's mandatory. Mandatory? Well, that means women don't have to wear it? What? What are you talking about? Everybody has to wear it. Now, we're going down for an interview. And you have to wear the mask. I've got mine. Gee, Ollie. Well, what is that on? What is that, a bear? That's right. Oh. Well, you better not growl. You're going to scare everybody away. Come on, let's go. Oh, there's a good place. I wonder if we can get a job in there. Let's see. What does it say? Managing your money is easier than you think. Oh, managing your money? Well, no, I haven't got any money. Well, maybe we can get some. Come on, let's go in.
Maybe you could get some? That's good.
Yes, can I? What is that on your face? Why, please don't hold me up. I haven't got any money. I managed it all and it's gone. He's not going to hold you up. That's his mask. Mandatory. Oh, mandatory. Oh, yes. Sorry. May I help you, please? Well, we want to get a job managing your money. Well, I haven't got any money. Oh. Well, maybe we can manage Ollie's money. Will you stop that? Now, what type of position do you have open? Well, I've got the back door open. You like that one? That's a good one, Ollie. I like that. It's got the back door open. Never mind that. Now, we want to learn about money. So if we ever get any, we'll know how to handle it. Well, here's what you do, see. First, you go down to the corner. Down to the corner. Down to the corner. And you make a left turn. Make a left turn, left turn. Down the corner, down the corner. And then you walk two blocks. You walk two blocks, left turn, two blocks. And then you make a right turn. Right turn.
Yeah.
And then you'll see it right there.
Oh,
see
okay.
What? I don't know. I never went there. Well, you get... Never mind. What kind of a joke is that? Well, we have to figure out if you've got the stamina to do the work. Stamina.
I see.
Well, he's got plenty of stamina. Can't you see the way he looks? If he gets any more stamina, he won't be able to fit behind the wheel of a car. Will you stop? Now, how do we make the money? Well, first of all, you take some of this paper, see? Yeah.
There you go.
And you go over there by the desk and you sit by that machine.
And you print it.
And when I get to Canada, when I get to Canada, I'll call you. Wait a minute, he's going to Canada while we make the money.
There you go.
There's something funny going on around here.
That's right.
Well, I'll have to call you from Canada.
You.
Because when you make the money, honey, I can't be in this country.
That's right.
Well, why not? I'll tell you next week when I get out. Mandatory,
yep. Very.
Yeah, can
mandatory.
You imagine that? Well, how are they going to enforce that? Trump doesn't like it.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. He knocked down. Imagine a guy walking on the street with his mother or his wife. He hadn't got the mask on, and she's got it on, and she's nagging the hell out of him. You better put your mask on. You're going to get in big trouble. And
that's
I'm
right.
going to turn you in. You wouldn't
that's
do that.
Right.
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, yeah.
You turn me in, you won't get any money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the money first, and then I'll turn you in. And then the cop comes up. Where's your mask, buddy? She has it. Oh, give him the mask. You got to put the mask on, or I got to run him in. Why don't you just run him in? The hell with the mask.
That's the truth.
Mandatory mask. How are they going to enforce that?
I don't know, but it's
a
sheet
of me. The guy gets off the train.
He
gets off the train. He hasn't got his mask on. Cop car there in the station. They follow him all the way home. they try to get in his house. Now, wait a minute. You can't come in here. You haven't got a warrant. Oh, yeah. Charlie, you got a warrant? No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we going to do? I don't know, but Mr. Please, put your mask on.
Mr. Please, put your mask on.
How are they going to enforce this is what I'd like to know.
I'd like to know the same thing.
I know what they're going to do. It just hit me. They're going to have the Biden FBI come around.
Biden FBI. There you go. That's it. Totally.
And they're going to enforce it.
Yep, that's what they're going to do.
A bunch of big guys, big strappy looking guys. With
that's
suits
what they're
that don't
do,
fit.
Frank. Yeah, you got it.
That's what they're going to do. Put that mask on or else. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
They're gonna scare people. That's how they're gonna enforce
it. That's it. Scare tactic. Yep. Now you got it.
What a stupid idea.
Yeah,
anyway, I heard they're gonna open up the bowling alleys in the stadium.
Soon, yeah.
I mean, like that.
Yeah, I know.
Be able to go bowling.
Yes, we will.
Oh, I remember when I was a kid. I used to belong to the. Oh, you want to see some wacky people? I used to belong to the Blind Bowlers Association.
Oh, that must have been funny.
And they used to put up this rail. I hated this rail. I said, get that rail out of here.
Yeah.
Stupid rail.
I know the rail because I use it to bowl. And sometimes it gets in the way,
Yeah. So there's this one guy, I forget his name, it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this habit that whenever he went up to bowl, he had to have the rail,
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget this.
Well, did
every
he have
time
a lot
he
of
did
trouble
it,
seeing?
Yeah, he was blind. And whenever he, he knew by the rail where to throw the ball. But
right.
Whenever he got ready to throw the ball, he had this habit, see?
Yeah.
He would yell and stamp his foot.
Why would
and
he
then
do
throw
that?
The ball.
Why?
And every time he did that, everybody would laugh.
But why did he do that? That's so stupid.
I don't know. It's a habit.
It's a habit, but it's a stupid habit.
And Jimmy Dinigan said to him one night, one day we were bowling, you ever drink pound ginger ale?
Oh, my God. Between the two of them, I would have shot the two of them. I really would.
And then every time the guy went up the ball, he started singing a song.
No, that's even worse.
Woo!
I would have shot the two of them.
All
really?
Right, in a sight. We got Louie coming up.
Yeah.
And
That would have been the end of the two of them, by the way. It wouldn't have lasted. They would have not gone bowling
with us.
Pale
ginger ale. Yeah.
Pale ginger ale. Those two would have not gone bowling with us.
Oh, they wouldn't. They were very popular over there.
Were they good bowlers?
Yeah, the guy with the stamping on the foot, yeah, he was all right. He wasn't that good.
So if he was an all right bowler, okay,
yeah.
and was Dinigan an all right bowler or a decent bowler?
Oh, Dinigan couldn't bowl for nothing.
So then why
was
Dinigan
too damn
there?
Busy goofing off.
That's it. Why was Dinigan there?
He
needed
bowlers, something
right?
to do. He did because he was very mischievous.
Yeah.
He liked to get
I wouldn't have brought Dinigan. He was too mischievous. He had to learn how to calm
down. I don't know. Nobody,
and focus.
I don't know who brought him, but
he needed to learn how to focus his butt. He needed to learn how to focus his butt.
Yeah, 213-816. 1650. Anybody want to call in? Act stupid.
Maureen's
then,
been on cue.
I think Gabriel should be Senator Biden's manager. What a riot that would be.
That would be crazy, man.
Hey, Joe.
Don't
worry, Joe. If you have to go to the bathroom, I got the uniform.
Remember, I told you yesterday. Remember I told you guys yesterday about that website, but I never was able to find it, about the, I know this is like off topic, but it's kind of funny what's here about what Cuomo says. He says, if you work full time, you should be able to provide, this is 2015, provide for yourself and your family and move beyond poverty. What happened to that? That's funny.
Work full time. Depends on what you make.
That's right. If you make 4 cents an hour, I'm sorry, I had to say that.
A lot of people work full time and they're still.
You know what? This one girl has a sign, Fund
Poverty.
Freedom. She's right. She's in a wheelchair and she writes Fund Freedom. It's right. She's right. All these people are sitting here in wheelchairs and yet nobody is doing anything about it.
Sitting where?
I don't know. They're protesting, I guess.
Protesting.
There's a whole group of people here asking for help. Somebody also said, we're saving you money. Don't forget it.
Where, on the internet?
Well,
what are you, where are you
in the last
referring
year?
To?
The home care crisis. Yeah.
Oh, when
with
was
CD
this?
Pass, we're saving them money, believe it or not.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
they
got to
get the agencies involved. The government's
yes,
not going to
help.
Yes, they
do. You know what?
Now.
We have to fortify CD Pass. We have to make it a better service. That's what we got to do. We got to make it out.
You
got
to get the agencies to put up half the money.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Put it in the name of the person who needs it for the attendant. The only way to do it. Any other way won't work. All right, inside, we got Maureen from Queens.
Yes, we do.
Maureen from Queens on the line.
Yes, we do.
Live, in sight.
Hey there, Maureen.
Hi,
yo.
Guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
thanks for...
What's the matter for you?
Thanks for the laugh. Thanks.
You like the laugh?
I said, yeah, yes. Thanks for the laugh tonight. Thank you. You know, about the mask, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you noticed that Biden and the president-to-be, because we all know she's going to be the president, have both mentioned to wear the mask, to have it mandatory for the next 3 months? Why is it 3 months?
I don't know.
That's when the election is.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Thank
Bingo.
You.
After the election, you can go die. Who cares?
That's
right. So either
as long as I'm president, I don't care.
Right. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. And they both
sure.
Right. I mean, you know.
Well, how are they going to enforce it?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. He's
going to
sit down
There's
and
no
walk around from his basement and yell. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. I got an idea how Joe can enforce it.
What?
Hmm. Hey, hire a couple of guys that speak Italian.
Why
I watch them out for you. You got to better put this on if I break your leg.
There you go.
That's what
now
he's
got to
do.
It,
hire a bunch of Italian mugs with raincoats.
There you go.
That'll do it. That should get,
just walk
that should get the message yelling across. So,
there you go.
If they got to go to the bathroom, I got the outfit.
Island.
Oh, shut up.
I heard on Staten Island, I think it was 1,300 cars.
Joe, you
got to
go.
Island.
I got the outfit, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I'm all right.
I heard on Staten Island 1,300 Woo. Cars have been stopped. I think it was 1,300. Do they think they're all going to self-isolate? Hello?
No. Oh, they said something
and
about
the water.
And yesterday
there were quite a lot of planes flying over here.
You know, they
so
said something
all
about
these
the water in Jersey being contaminated and they have to boil. I don't know what the reason is, but
oh, yeah.
They said it was contaminated. I don't know. That's scary.
Yeah, I heard something like that before, yeah. Jersey,
I'd like to know
water.
What
yeah, water's always
with.
Contaminated.
No, but
I
didn't
know it was.
What it's contaminated with. That's my key.
Who knows? We'll never find out, I'm sure. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope
everything.
It's not contaminated with COVID.
The whole country's contaminated, I think.
At the moment, yes, I think.
Either way.
Seriously, I'd like to know what it's damn contaminated with.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I
you don't
care.
Live
I
in Jersey.
No, but that's very, too close. Comfort for New York. Seriously.
And New Jersey's had a million water problems throughout the years. They're always having something going on.
Yeah, I know.
With water thing, pipes, and contamination. Yeah, that's happened
yeah,
in Jersey a lot.
I'll have to call a woman sewer crew.
Yeah. And what is the woman sewer crew going to do as opposed to the man sewer crew?
They do a lot of good things. They get cats out of trees.
Oh. So as opposed to the man sewer crew, what's
they
the
have,
man
they,
sewer
they,
crew
they,
do?
The biting buzzard is a member of that.
Oh, she is? Oh. And what does the man sewer crew do?
The what?
What does the man sewer crew do?
Ah, they can't do nothing. They're a bunch of wimps.
Yeah. Oh, they are? Oh.
Women sewer crew. That's the.
You know.
Cause,
that? Okay, I
see,
don't know. I had no idea.
If they can't do it with labor, they nag it out of you.
That's funny.
You know what
they
played today, too? You know what they played today on the radio? That famous quip by dear old governor. Remember when he said America was never great? Remember that?
No, we called
for
him to resign.
Who said that?
Cuomo, a few months ago. Remember he said America was never great.
Why did he say that?
I guess that's how we felt. Yeah, that was like at the pretty much at the beginning
really
of this
month. Stupid.
Hmm?
I gotta say.
What did
that's
you say to me?
That's a statement. Really?
Yeah, I heard it. I remember when he said that.
Statement.
I remember when he said it, and they played it again today.
What's that? What did he say?
That's a stupid statement.
He said America was never great. When Trump was saying make
America
great again,
never
remember
great.
When?
Yeah, never
remember
great
when,
to move
when
out.
Trump was saying make America great again?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember when Trump said make America great again?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you two remember that at all?
Yeah, I remember it.
Oh,
yeah,
so
but,
he
but
said at the time,
Magna,
America was never great.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Well, he better not stand
you know,
next to Biden when he says that.
Yeah, I know.
He what?
He better
yeah,
not stand
you know,
next to Joe.
Yeah.
When he says that, Joe will never get a vote.
That's right. That's good. You know, it
well,
bothers me.
A few people, both
I know,
of them
and myself included,
think
wait a minute,
that
you're
it's
going to
play out this way.
Hold it.
I'm sorry, we're talking.
No,
both
Suzanne, be quiet. All right, what were you saying,
hey,
Maureen?
That.
I said a few
it's
people, including myself, think that this is the way it's going to play out, if he wins.
Yeah.
He'll be in for a few months. She'll step in, and Cuomo will be vice president. Then we can
nah.
call you and go to Canada. Or some
people
country.
Are gonna. People are gonna see right through that. You can't. We can't operate like that.
No.
And you know the press isn't allowed to ask him or her any questions. The press can't ask them any questions.
Why not?
And why is that?
Because how can he answer when he's too scripted? So they're not allowed to ask them any questions.
Huh?
Where'd you hear this?
On the radio. I listen to the conservative station. Like the
oh, that's
ABC.
Hmm? Yeah.
ABC, WOR, this internet.
Biden had a press conference?
You know, when he had with yesterday, with her at the thing, I guess.
Oh,
you know,
no.
And, they had
and there were no questions?
No. Mm-mm. No. They just do their speech.
That's what they say.
And I haven't
that's
heard
anything.
That's
pretty strange.
It probably was an announcement only and nothing else, probably.
I don't know. I'll have to listen because I don't hear them ask any questions. Because, of course, how could his mouth go while she's speaking? Like a ventriloquist.
That's weird.
That's funny.
Hmm?
Absolutely.
What can I
yeah,
tell you?
That's very
funny. It's funny and sad. Sad at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight for president.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
They can ask me all the questions they want. I don't care.
That's true.
All right. What else, Maureen? Anything else?
Well, I got to talk to my mom again today, so she
yeah,
sounds good. I was in the hairdresser getting my hair
oh,
done
fine.
Because Monday she informed me it's too white. I look 70.
Oh, she did? That's funny.
So I said to her, well, it's time to go get their own hair done.
That's funny. At
so
least my
nice,
mom,
so
she didn't
open.
See my hair yet. That's a good thing.
Because
if she sees my hair, she'll tell me I do look old. So I better go
well,
get mine done soon.
You saw my picture, the last one, and it's gotten whiter since then. So
oh, no, my hair is pretty white in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine was really good. So.
No,
oh, and she was saving me a blueberry muffin.
Mine's
you're
been
saving
salt
me a blueberry
16,
muffin.
So.
Like
yeah, mine's been yeah, salt and pepper yeah. since 16. So now it's just a little more salt and pepper that I'm 50. 52.
Yeah. I know. I know. That's how it goes when you have, like, dark hair and all the first, you know. It's just
salt and pepper. It looks horrible. I hate it. I just don't like my hair.
Yeah, well,
salt and pepper.
All right, we're going to move
together,
on.
So it's nice.
Okay.
Maureen.
Yeah, Louie's waiting, by the way.
Thanks.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right. Take care, Maureen.
Okay, you too. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Waiting.
All right, let's bring Louie in. Louie Rivera from Long Island, Louie the Lip. Around the world.
Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Louie Rivera from Brentwood calling on the Frolics on Friday night Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio.
Louie for president.
Louie Rivera de Presidente.
Si.
Louie, what would you do if they asked you to run for president?
He'd run so far, he wouldn't be able to
Frank,
find
let me ask you too. Let me ask you something, Frank. I'm too shy to put the ladies for president. I'm a little shy to talk to one of the ladies. Oh, no.
No, 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 no. That's just a job, Louie. Think about, say, you running for president and Buffy being your vice president. That's all. You'd be working.
Yeah, but he's right. You got to talk to a lot of ladies when you're president.
There's
I'll
no
talk
biggie.
To Buffy Casalo. You know, she'll be a president. I'll be
that's
the president.
It.
Yeah, that's all. She'll be the vice. That's
you
it.
And Buffy.
You and Buffy.
Hey, yeah, Frank, don't
and
be
Buffy
shy.
Can talk
just
to
talk.
The rest of the people. Buffy could talk nice to the rest of the people.
Wait, what
you know?
Did you say, Louis?
Okay. And I got it right. Don't be shy, Frank. Just talk to Buffy. She wants to be president, and I'll be president.
Oh,
both of you president? Okay. You'll share it. Okay.
Well,
that works.
If you were president, you'd have Spanish music all over the country.
There you
hey,
go.
Hey, who's on the other line, Frank?
Maureen.
Oh, yeah.
Maureen hung up?
Yeah, she didn't hang up.
Yeah.
She's just listening.
Hi, Maureen. Louie Rivera talking.
Well, she's listening now, Louie.
Okay.
You're talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah.
What do you think
said,
of Mr. hey, Lou? What do you think of Mr. Trump?
Nah, half and half.
Yeah.
Oh, half and half.
I love it.
What do you think of Mr. Biden?
Nah, it's okay.
Nah, you don't like him either. You like me, Louie. Half and half on both of them. I don't like either.
Oh, he said Biden's okay, Trump's half and half.
You know who I'm voting for, Louie? You want to know?
What's that?
You want to know who I'm voting for? I'm writing something in.
Where are you
writing? I'm writing Mickey. I'm writing Mickey Mouse.
Not Mickey Mouse. Minnie Mouse or Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay. I'll write Minnie for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll write Minnie instead.
I'm having sangria later, guys.
Oh, better not have too much. Yeah, too much you might fall down.
No, yeah, I'm going to have it with cold ice
and
a little lemon and oranges and grape.
Yeah, and make sure you eat something, you know?
Where do you get
sure,
that sangria,
eat.
Lou?
One in the stores.
Yeah,
oh,
but
I
be
thought,
careful, Lou, you know.
I thought you'd make it. You don't make it?
He doesn't
yeah,
stop
and they gave me one bottle of Love Drops free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, be careful.
Hey, this is Pat Cooper speaking.
Oh. Okay.
Hello, Pat Cooper. This is Louie. Hey, I like to go to a bar. We make sure you get to the right bathroom at the right time, right? We'll have a talk
that's
and we'll wait in the hallway and give a lady a little Love Drops and dancing and all that stuff.
Yeah, be careful what bathroom you go to, Lou.
Quit that sashaying around.
That's right.
What's the difference
yeah, that's
between
right,
sashaying
right,
and
Pat
crocheting?
Cooper. Hey,
big
Pat
difference.
Cooper, you ate too much spaghetti. Come up for air.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and don't worry, Pat Cooper. We'll get around with those pretty ladies. Don't worry about it, you know.
Pat eats a lot of fish.
He does, yeah. He likes fish?
Yeah, he loves fish.
So you went and ate with him for a while, a little bit, Frank?
All right.
You ate with Pat Cooper for a little bit? Yeah. Oh, wow, that's cool.
Oh,
so,
like they say, Frank, I'm too shy for voting for president. I'm too shy.
President?
Yeah, you got to be able to talk to people a lot.
Yeah.
I have no problems with that. But the thing I have problems with is
you'll have to be
to
talk
rules.
To all the heads of state.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Problem is that staying within the boundaries, like coloring in between the lines, that I have a problem with. Because the lines sometimes are not drawn properly. You have to be able to change things once in a while.
Well,
you'd
be like
that,
Trump.
That.
You don't worry about no damn boundaries. Just speak your mind.
I'll speak my mind, all right.
That's
but
the best way to do
there'll
it.
Be a lot of constitutional changes.
You got the right idea.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of constitutional changes, Frank. That's the problem. They won't vote.
Hey, Louie, how about a little song?
Yeah, Louie. Got something nice?
Well, I already sang San Francisco 2 weeks ago or last week. I sang some kind of song. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what the song is? You sang.
Is that the name
song,
of the
right?
song? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what he sang. No.
Da 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 da.
And then at the end of the song, you hit a machine gun.
Yeah.
All right, Louie Rivera, instrumental.
Yeah,
hey,
I know only.
On Interstate.
Frank, I make sure I get the right, when I go to the store, I make sure I get the right thing, not the wrong thing.
Yeah,
hey,
you
Louie,
had the right
next
thing.
Next week, do me a favor. Next week, Louie, do me a favor. Sing a song with words.
No, I like it better that way.
You like only he does instrumental songs?
Sure, that was very creative.
It was, yeah, but I want
all right.
Just for next week that he has a song that has words.
Next week he'll
I'd
have
like
another one anyway. Different one.
Another instrumental?
All right, in a
sight. Yeah, something like yeah, something instrumental, something like that. You know,
I love when he does Bullwinkle too. I like that. Thank you, Louie.
Suzanne, I love you. Have a good weekend.
Louie Rivera.
I love you too, Louie. You're a good egg. You know that?
I'm a cute guy and a nice guy. You got a pretty voice through the phone.
Oh, thank you. So do you, Louie. You have a great voice through the phone, you do. You have a great performing voice.
Yeah, so we'll catch you during the week, Lou.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, have a good weekend. Love you.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
In a sight.
Yeah. All right.
Television. Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. Long Island. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 11 o'clock. Wednesday night, 11. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check it out. In a sight. How much time we got left?
6 minutes.
What clock are you
and
looking
50
at?
Seconds. 6 minutes and 50 seconds. The one on the
six.
Board.
Oh. I thought you said it was
6:50.
50
seconds.
Oh. All right. In a sight around the world, I think I got a great idea for Joe Biden. See?
Yes.
He ought to hire Jimmy Dinikin a publicity agent.
Oh, jeez.
See? Whenever he goes to make a speech and he says, no questions, please, no questions, Jimmy can go, found in the round, five sets of glass, if you don't like it, showing him your ass.
You're crazy.
And he'll get a lot of votes. Or even if he doesn't get a lot of votes, he'll get a lot of laughs.
That's true.
How do you like that? Yeah, that's what he do. That's what he should do.
That's a stunt.
Hire Jimmy.
$100
every time he sings a song. As a matter of fact, if the job was that good, I'd take it myself.
And you'd be singing it, right? Poor Jimmy,
oh,
you don't
yeah,
even know if poor Jimmy is alive.
I'll just put on a white, an albino wig and do it myself.
Aww.
Hey, how would I look with an albino wig on, singing Pale Ginger
Crazy.
Ale?
Crazy. Absolutely insane.
Pale Ginger Ale, punch at the glass, if you don't mind it, do it if you read.
Oh, my
Jimmy,
gosh.
Jimmy, sit down. excuse me, Miss Ma, I got to go to work. I'm working for the president. What? What are you talking about? I got a job. Yeah, I work with the president to be.
And guess what?
Who
I
is
got
that?
Parents too.
That's Mr. Hayden. Mr. Hayden. You mean?
Hayden. That's funny.
You mean
like
Joe
that.
Biden? Yes, I said. Well, we nicknamed him Mr. Hayden because he's afraid. But every time he hears the ginger ale song, he perks up and he goes out.
Yeah,
I think he likes
it.
Will you sit down, Jimmy? All right, in the sight, we got, now we got two people helping Biden.
Yeah.
We got Gabriel with the bathroom outfit,
yeah.
In case he has to go. And then we got Jimmy
too funny.
With the song to perk him up so he can answer questions.
That's right.
Before I'm through with him, we'll have him out of that basement.
That's right. Wonder
right,
why he likes hiding in the basement.
In a sight on the funnies. We got time for the... No, we don't have time for the honeymoons.
I don't know. If you make it short, we might.
Give me a little honeymoon music. We'll go out with that.
Okay, hold on.
In a sight. Don't forget Monday, Matt or Glad.
We have 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Just to let you know.
What's the idea of that big sign? Huh? That sign over there. Well, Ralph, I wasn't going to tell you, but it's a surprise. Surprise? Well, what does it say? Turn around and close your eyes, and I'll unveil it. Turn around and close... Will you... What does it say, Norton? There, Ralphie boy, who it is? Ralph Crandon for president? Are you out of your mind? Well, why not, Ralph? The whole country will love you. You give them free pizza.
Free pizza.
And I won't have to work in the sewer anymore. I'll be a vice. Vice president. Me for president? I'm nothing but a bus driver. I couldn't be a president. That's hard work. Besides, you got to travel around, talk to people. You got to be dignified. You got to have 6 girlfriends in every state. Sure, wait a minute. I think I'll take the job myself.
6 girlfriends
six,
in every state.
6 girlfriends in every state. Blah, 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 whoo. Hey, Ralph. Are they an Esquire? Shut up. All right, we got to get out of here. I got to go.
Yes, we do.
I got to go to the other state to see my girlfriend. I was in his sight. Well, at least we helped Joe out a little bit. Now he's got Gabriel and Dinnigan.
That's right.
I wonder if he'll put them in the news conference.
Yeah, right. You're losing your mind, really.
I got the bathroom helmet. Yeah, I help
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's gonna help him a lot. You're losing it, really.
I got the ginger ale and the corn. Don't worry, Mr. Hayden.
Hayden.
See you Monday, man. I'm glad if we're still on the air.
That's right. That's if they don't take a look.
Inside means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inside. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. He lost it.